You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to the 2017 winter meetings here in sunny Orlando, Florida. I'm Dani Wexelman, sitting with Jane Lee, who covers the Oakland Athletics for MLB.com. Jane, how you doing?
I'm good.
Talk about Billy Bean and this youth movement that he's been preaching about, and a lot of teams are shifting to this. You have Matt Olson, Matt Chapman on those corner infield spots, and you guys aren't slowing down anytime soon.
No, I mean, this is something that they're really excited about, and for good reason. I mean, they've worked hard to, you know, kind of stock up their farm system again. I believe the term that Billy Bean used the other day was, it used to be blah, and now, you know, they
Billy
have
Bean said blah.
Blah. Yeah, I almost had to, like, make sure he said that, but I listened to it again. It was definitely blah. But the point is, it's not blah anymore, and, you know, they really do believe that they have one of the better farm systems in all of baseball right now. And not just that, but, you know, a lot of the guys that have been down there are now up, and they're here to stay. This was always the plan. I know for a long time it was probably hard to, you know, visualize
and see
it come together.
Yeah.
I know A's fans have been through a lot in recent years, and even though the record would maybe indicate that last year wasn't all that great, you know, there's a lot to be excited about with these guys, especially the Matt Chapmans and Matt Olsons. So,
all right. So another note on the excitement part, you guys signed Yusmeiro Petit to a two-year deal. And what I really liked that you wrote about is that he's willing to do whatever, long-term, short-term relief, however he needs to be used to win, he wants to do it. He's coming from division rival Angels. What's it like to have a guy who is willing to do anything to help his team win?
Yeah, I mean, this is what the A's are all about. I mean, you know, they really value versatile guys, and usually you use that term when you're talking about position players. But with Petit, it really does apply to him as well. You know, this is a guy that has started, relieved, you know, spot started. So really just there for anything. He insists he doesn't prefer one role over the other. You know, you never really believe a pitcher when he says that, but you appreciate the fact that he just wants to do whatever to help the team. So, I mean, they're going to use him in all those roles probably. I mean, did a clearly tremendous job for the Angels last year.
Yep.
Pitched a ton of innings, and that's really important for a team that has such a young starting staff that will probably be relying on their bullpen a lot.
All right, so you guys are sending in questions now on Facebook, so Jane is going to answer them to her best ability. We've got David, who says, hope we can land a starter and a right-handed bat that plays outfield. What do you think about that?
I think a starter is a little lower on their to-do list right now. Okay. It's not out of the question. It's just they have other priorities, like that right-handed outfield bat.
Right.
But they have so many young starters right now, and they really do believe in these guys.
They
want to
give them a chance.
Yeah, they scuffled last year, but you know, they think it was just kind of part of their development, and they think that these guys do have a chance to be really good.
Yeah.
So even though it would make sense for them to maybe add a veteran starter, it's just not something that they see, you know, themselves doing right now. That could, of course, change.
Yep.
But, yeah, shifting over to the outfield, they have been talking with the Cardinals about Stephen Piscotty. And, I mean, this makes sense for everyone. The Cardinals, you know, just got Marcelo Ozuna.
Literally.
I think it's happening.
Like, it's amazing what's happening. We're moving at the winter meetings.
Yes.
We're getting
finally,
there.
Finally, right?
Yeah.
So this is good news for the A's because the Cardinals obviously have a glut of outfielders willing to deal Piscotty. And Piscotty's from the Bay Area.
That's right.
Has a very good contract. You know, signed through, I believe it's 21 with a club option for 22.
Okay.
And, you know, this fits into their long-term plan. This isn't a guy that is just going to be inserted for 1 year and then, you know, wait and see and go from there.
Yeah.
They want to incorporate guys that can, you know, play with Chapman and Olson, Chad Pender, you know, all these young guys for years to come.
The youth movement is not a moment. It is a long-term marathon that the A's are trying to incorporate. Okay, so let's go back to the starting rotation. Alan asks, who is our number two starting pitcher?
Number two. That's interesting.
He wants to know the number two. He must know the number one.
Yeah, I mean, can you tell me the number one?
Yeah, Alan, let us know who you think number one is.
I mean, I guess, but you know, based on who they have right now, I would think that Kendall Graveman would be their number one, which would set up Sean Manaea as their number two.
Okay.
I also wouldn't be surprised if Manaea at some point was considered their number one. You know, I know the number ones, number twos, threes, whatever, sometimes it's overrated talking about it. But really, they do view Minaya as a frontline guy. Of course, Graveman has been around a little bit longer, more experience, started opening night last year. So he's probably the guy that will be back out there. So I guess to answer the question, I would go with Sean Minaya right now.
Awesome. All right, Sean Minaya, number two. Okay, let's move from starting pitching to the bullpen. From Andrew, he wants to know, bullpen, perhaps Addison Reed?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Sorry about that, Andrew.
Yeah. They, you know, they are looking at more bullpen additions, even though they already made two moves, not just Petit, but added Emilio Pagan. From the Mariners, but really they're looking for a lefty reliever. They only have one in there right now, Daniel Coulomb, and they would like another. They have a ton of righties, so they're kind of all set there, and they like the pieces they have in place, but they would like to add a lefty before the offseason ends.
Okay, all right. Let's circle back to Stephen Piscotty, because David wants to know, if the A's do get Piscotty, do they stop there? Are they done? They're not done. We just said that. There's a lot of
they
other.
They need a reliever, and I mean, it's still early. And you know, even you know, you see clubs' to-do lists, and you know, they check those boxes, but there's always work to be done. Yeah. The A's are never gonna stop looking, and you know, for ways to
improve. That's baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I would be very surprised if that was it. But it would be a big thing for them to complete, just because it is their priority. And I think they would feel a lot better about themselves once that's all said and done.
Do you feel like that's going to get done here in Orlando? There's one day left, Thursday, Rule 5. So there's still a lot of moving parts, but do you think the deal could get done with Stephen Piscotty?
I do.
Okay.
Right. Obviously a lot of moving parts.
Definitely.
The Cardinals seem a little busy right now.
Yeah.
But there does seem to be the belief that they can get it done, because it has been something that has been on their radar for a while, something they've been talking about.
We've been talking about that.
Yeah. So yes, I do think it can, and hopefully will get done by tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay, if you are just joining us on Facebook, we are talking with Jane Lee, who covers the Athletics for MLB.com. We're taking your questions, anything and everything, winter meetings, hot stove, off season, all that jazz. So we have Matt, who wants to know, can you project the opening day infield around the horn?
Okay, well,
yes.
At first base, of course, Matt Olson.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with Jed Lowrie at second base right now. I know there's a lot of talk about maybe the A's trading him.
Yeah,
Just because a lot of clubs do need second basemen.
Yep.
But the A's did pick up his option for a reason, value him a lot. So as of now, we'll stick with Jed there.
Okay.
And then go into the left side, Marcus Semien, of course, at shortstop, and Matt Chapman at third base. Now, a catcher, a little tricky right now. The A's still insist that Bruce Maxwell will be their primary catcher next season.
Yeah, Troy was asking about the catcher situation.
Yeah, so obviously there's a legal process that's ongoing. Hopefully will be wrapped up in January.
Okay.
I think the A's feel good about things and are very hopeful that things will be settled with Bruce, that he'll be with them in spring training.
Great.
And I don't think they would just say that if they didn't actually believe it.
Sure.
So at this point, you know, you kind of go with what they say, and they say that Bruce will be there.
Okay, we're being asked to put on your look in your crystal ball, project the future. Jessica is asking, what numbers do you project for Matt Olson in his first full season?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big numbers.
Big numbers. Yes. Definitely big numbers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't want to get too ahead of yourself, but I mean, based on what we saw last year, him looking so comfortable, if he can stay healthy, I mean, I think he's definitely capable of a 40 homer season.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot for
a young
guy.
That's pretty exciting, yeah.
And then I'm sure there's some people that are like, wait, that's it? But, you know, you look at what he did. And
that's
just
a lot.
You know, you look at his home run totals in just 59 games last year, 24, and you're doing the math over 162, that's a lot more than 40.
Right.
But I don't know that he could keep up that pace over the course of a full 162. But, he might be right there beside Chris Davis in that 40 homer club.
I like that. Okay, our last one from Jack. Thank you, Jack, for this. If you had to put a win total on 2018, how many?
You know what? A fan at the end of this past season reminded me that I projected the exact win total this year.
Did you?
Apparently, I was asked in a previous podcast.
So you were looking in your crystal ball.
Yeah,
and it came
exactly.
True.
And okay. I said 75, apparently, and they won 75 games.
Okay.
So
you're going to go up for sure, right?
I know. I'm going up. They're trending up.
Yep.
You know, I do see them as a 500 club. I think they're very capable of that. But maybe we'll go with a round number. And say 80.
I like it.
They're in a tough division.
Yes,
I want to give them more credit, but it's a really tough division. So
okay.
I think 80 is fair, and I think that that's still on that upward trend.
Awesome. So. All right. I'm Dani Wexelman. This is Jane Lee. She's covering the athletics, anything and everything for MLB.com. If you want more information, you can go to athletics.com, and we'll talk to you soon.